Today on Gardening in a Minute, hiring a quality arborist. Like all parts of a landscape, trees need maintenance. Tree work can be dangerous and difficult, and it's best to rely on a trained expert, like an arborist, to take care of your trees. When selecting an arborist, check for membership in professional organizations. This indicates the arborist's willingness to stay up to date on techniques and information. Check for International Society of Arboriculture certification. This certificate shows that the certified arborist has passed an extensive exam about tree care. Ask the arborist for proof of worker compensation insurance and check for any permits and licenses required by your local and state government. Ask him or her for references and don't be afraid to check them. Remember, tree care is a long-term investment. For more information about this and other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, transplanting plants. Are you looking to rearrange your landscape? Here's what you need to know about transplanting plants. When considering a new site, think about your plant's needs, like sunlight and soil type. Transplanting can be traumatic for plants. When removing a plant, remember that the roots extend 2 to 3 times beyond the plant, but are shallow, so dig wide, not deep. In the new site, dig a hole the same width and depth as the root ball you've excavated. Mulch the plant to keep the weeds down and moisture in. Water it thoroughly and often, and don't fertilize until new growth appears. Keep an eye on the plant for the next few months to see if it needs any extra TLC. For more information on this and other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, gardening for birds. Birds are beautiful, fascinating creatures whose songs can delight and inspire, and it's easy to attract lots of different kinds of birds to your landscape. Plant trees and dense shrubs that can provide nesting areas and shelter when storms or predators threaten. Provide food for birds by planting species with berries, seeds, and fruits, and filling your bird feeders with high-quality seed. Make sure your bird feeders protect the seed from rain, minimize spillage, and are easy to see from the air. And keep them at least 15 feet away from vegetation to thwart cats and creative determined squirrels. If you can, always try to have a clean source of water for birds to drink from and bathe in. For more information about this and other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, pruning shade trees. We love the trees in our yards, but may forget that they need periodic care. Pruning your shade tree can make it healthier and more attractive. Plus, pruning can open up the view and give vehicles and pedestrians more room. But when it's improperly performed, pruning can damage a tree by encouraging decay and disease or making the tree less stable. Prune younger trees to encourage a strong single trunk and sturdy branch structure. For mature trees, focus only on branches that can be handled safely from the ground. For larger branches and those higher up, consult a professional arborist. It's easy to put off pruning as a chore, but remember that hurricanes frequently come our way, and pruning can save lives. For more information about this and other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, preparing the landscape for cold weather. For many Floridians, with winter come freezes. Proper planning and care can make the difference between life and death in your landscape. Place plants in the landscape so they'll have an advantage in cold weather. Tender plants should be in sheltered sites with good air drainage. Use other plants and fences to create barriers that protect plants from cold winds. Make sure that plants have the nutrients they need. They'll tolerate cold temperatures better and recover from injury faster. But don't fertilize cold-sensitive plants in the late fall or during the winter. They'll add new growth, which is especially susceptible to cold injury. If your plants are damaged by the cold, don't be too hasty to prune away the damage. Wait for spring. For more information about this and other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM.